live, and you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype. You can Skype on into the show, just like we did with Barry Cooper earlier in the program. You can use username lrn.fm. So send a contact request to that username. We will approve it, and we'll get you on the air easily and quickly here via Skype, and you'll sound better, typically, than you do if you call on the phones. Now, the overarching topic tonight, since we started by talking with Barry Cooper, has kind of been the war on drugs. We did manage to unearth a drug warrior earlier this evening, which seems to be more and more of a rarity these days. Maybe more people are actually waking up to the insanity of the war on drugs, the madness of thinking that by locking somebody in a prison cell, that's somehow going to improve their lot in life. They've already been, you know, if they're a drug addict, their lot in life is really crappy. And then taking them away from their whatever level of freedom they have into a prison cell isn't going to solve things, especially considering you can get drugs in prison. You want to talk about a perfect example of the failure of the war on drugs, the idea of the war on drugs being to stop the flow of drugs anywhere, to eliminate drugs. These government guys can't even stop drugs from being getting into the most secure facilities known to man. The prisons of America.
They can certainly limit the amount that come in, but all they do is
they can't stop it.
Essentially, drive the prices up there too. This is all the drug war does is drive up costs,
well,
and
right.
This is the reason you have the problem with junkies. The reason that somebody might rob you for crack or crank or heroin or whatever it is that they their particular favorite flavor is because they can't afford to do it on their own. They don't want to commit robberies. Most people don't.
No,
I mean most. Robberies are usually a situation where you're desperate for whatever reason. And let's go and interview the people in prison. I have of why they're committing robberies. And the vast majority of the circumstances to get drugs.
Exactly.
There's some people that are going to commit robberies anyway, but we can handle incarceration with them. Our incarceration rates would be similar in this country as they are the rest of the world if you just end the crazy war on drugs.
And don't forget, there's plenty of examples you can look to, like Portugal, where for over a decade now, they've had decriminalized drugs of all types.
Yep.
Not just cannabis, but all drugs. Small amounts of possession of all drugs have been completely decriminalized in that area, and crime has gone down, and most importantly, addiction has gone down. The rates of addiction in Portugal have dropped dramatically in the last decade, something like 40 to 50%. And that's not because the addicts are overdosing and dying off. It's because they're no longer afraid to get help. Because right now, or in the United States, where drugs are illegal, some drugs are illegal, the people who are addicted to those drugs, in a lot of cases, are paranoid. They're not interested in going and checking into a hospital because they don't want, as our last caller suggested, the drug task force to show up and start asking questions and get, possibly arrest them.
It's so petrifying.
Yeah. So share your thoughts here with us. You're welcome to join us on the phones. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tom in Detroit. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live listening online to LRN.FM.
Hey, guys. Great to hear you.
Welcome, sir.
Wanted to give you an update on the story I told you the other day about the incident that took place on, March 22nd at 12:35 a.m.
This was where the police came to your house based on a noise complaint, allegedly. They had apparently firearms pulled out as they pointed them at your house. You kind of snuck out the side door, took a look, went back inside, and you never answered the door, and they went away after about an hour. Is that right?
Yep. And I've got the proof in my hands. And it's very short because, again, when they left, there wasn't anything to report. So the report, it's just a paragraph and a half, and I can read it to you. But anyway.
Okay.
And I want to set up, again, the situation was the reason it took place. I've been here for 4 years. I get along great with my neighbors. I'm a musician. I'm also a sound engineer. And I have a stereo in my house that will blow away anybody's stereo. And I've always gone around the neighbors, asked them if it bothered them, and it didn't. But I have this, and I know you're going to take this offensively maybe, I have the dopers across the street, and I have nothing against drugs. At all. Been there, done that, whatever. But when they've got the traffic coming up and down the street and I see, I see problems. I see.
Yeah, people. Absolutely. You're talking about a drug house in your neighborhood. This is just another reason that the war on drugs causes problems for people. You're not going to have me upset about it.
Well,
I'd hate to have that across the house from across the street from me.
You know what? Okay, now hold on. You might be upset about it when you see, and I know you guys are real sensitive to this, and I don't want to sound like I'm a racist, okay? But when I see the gangbangers pulling up here, and they got the oompa 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 going in the trunk, and they're just blatantly making it obvious, it's not good. Okay, we're a decent.
I'm not sure who's a gangbanger and who isn't, but I can tell you that if you drive a certain type of car, you're probably going to be profiled that way.
Okay, so I guess I'm profiling. So especially since I see it going on every few minutes at the house. So not only that, the neighbor next to her, who I've gotten along with everybody here until our 12 below zero day we had here in Michigan. It was our record cold. She calls me up at 7:30 at night to give her a jump on her car, and she's a welfare recipient. I know this for a fact. She never has to go anywhere, and I didn't want to come out. I was here with my girlfriend. Both of us took the day off, lost money, because we were not confident to go out and get stuck at 12 below zero.
Mm-hmm.
So now I believe she might be part of this, and I believe that might be why the police were called on me. I just want to set up a little.
So you told her you would not go and give her the jump in the cold weather, is what you're
right.
saying.
Right.
And what'd she have to leave for?
You think she was mad about that, and she called the cops on you later. Was it the same night where she asked you for the jump at the cops?
No. This was later, because she literally came out and talked to my dad, who I've referred to you guys several times.
So what was it that, what was the police report? You got the info. Okay. What was it that you were wanting to reveal?
Let's get to it. All right, here we go. I've got it in my hand. Top cover page. It says the report itself is dispatch defense L3511 noise kids playing. Okay. So it's a general offense.
Leave out the mumbo jumbo.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. So now here. On 3/23, I told you it was. Well, I guess it was 3/23, not 22. It was Saturday night, approximately 0:25 hours. Well, that would be Sunday morning because it was 12:35. So, Officer so and so, I'm not going to say his name, and I were dispatched to investigate a noise complaint at my address. Dispatched advised that the resident is playing loud music. Now, upon arrival, Officer so and so and I approached the house, but did not observe any loud music. I walked up to the front door and attempted to make contact by knocking. Nobody answered. Of course, I told you guys I don't answer. I didn't know who the hell was out there. It scared me.
Yeah, it's creepy to have someone knock on the door at 12:30 in the morning.
Right. My girlfriend and I were sitting there, and it scared the hell out of me. They actually banged fairly hard. Okay. And this is the cop. I walked up to the west side of the house to knock on the door, but the resident, and my name's in capital letters, how they identified me, I don't know. Anyway, walked out of the house holding a black pump action shotgun. I was approximately 10 feet away from my name, again, the capital letters. I immediately drew my pistol and pointed it at my name. I used loud verbal commands and told my name to drop the shotgun. He never said he was a police officer. And what freaked me out is, again, I don't know if the dopers are coming after me because they've been doing their little martial arts displays out in the street lately, and I can see it's coming my way. They're making
you feel
it
intimidated.
Obvious.
Okay, then what?
So, all right. My name, was holding the shotgun with his left hand only, and the barrel was pointed in the upward direction. Thank God. Anyway, that's my comment. At no point did my name point the shotgun at officer or myself. My name said that he wanted to know who was knocking at his front door, because that's what came out of my mouth. Is who the hell?
You're going to have to cut this short, Tom. We're almost out of time.
All right. My name then went back to his home and shut the door. Officer so-and-so and I retreated back to his patrol vehicle for cover and advised dispatch of the situation of a barricaded gunman. No.
But then they ended up going away.
They barricaded gunmen, but they just drive away.
Well,
weird.
No, they didn't. You want to continue or not?
All right, hang on. 855-453. You're going to have to keep it short. Coming up here, because we got other people that want to talk. It's Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Mark, how can I do math and get Bitcoin?
Right. You want to get some free Bitcoins? Yeah, people are talking about Bitcoins all over the place. We're telling you how you can buy them, but wouldn't it be nice to get some for free? Well, you can go to math.
There's work involved here.
Well, it's, I guess. I mean,
you're going to have to do some theorems. I don't even know what a theorem is.
I get the impression at mathgate. Well, it's kind of like a Sudoku puzzle, as I explained to you.
Hmm.
You go to mathgate.info, and you can prove theorems and be rewarded with bitcoins. So you can learn some logic, do some math, find some bitcoins. Even better, MathGate.info is designed to be used anonymously, so you can connect to MathGate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous bitcoins if that's what's right for you. I can tell you, if you've got maybe you've got some kids in college or high school, this is perfect. So they can go get some bitcoins, because you may not know that much about bitcoins. You just heard about them on the news. You're much more likely to know about bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the bitcoins. So go to mathgate.info today to join the treasure hunt.
All right, we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Phones are loaded up. You're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Tom in Detroit is going to wrap up his story that he is kind of, to some extent, has retold, but this time from the police's perspective. You called a week or so ago to let us know that the cops had showed up at your house at 12:30 in the morning. They banged on your door. You didn't answer. You actually went out the side door, and they spotted you. You apparently had a shotgun with you. The officer leveled his gun at you and told you to drop the gun, but you say he didn't identify himself as police. You went back inside the house, and that's where you kind of left off on the police report. Their kind of perspective on what happened, because what you just told us, Tom, is that this officer who's writing the report said he radioed into dispatch to let them know they had a barricaded gunman. So to me, that sounds like they're getting ready to escalate the situation, but yet they went away, you told us previously, after you waited them out for an hour. What happened from their perspective?
Right. Well, again, just remember that I didn't know that it was police knocking at my door. As we discussed earlier, I didn't know if it was the dopers across the street or what. So now it did escalate. So now we have four more officers and a sergeant arrived. So there were five cars all pointed at my house with their lights on. And it says here, okay, I advise Sergeant such and such that I observed no violation. So first place is, if the police observed no violation, why would they escalate it at all? All right, then.
Well, you got nothing else to do, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Guns are scary these days, basically.
This is exciting for the police. I mean, these guys are adrenaline junkies, a lot of them, and to know that they've got a barricaded gunman, well, that's an exciting situation.
Yeah, and as we talked, and I want to finish this too, but as we spoke last night or the night before, I had brought up the point of when do we actually fight back? But anyway, we'll go there another time again. And that, okay, my name did not point the shotgun at officers. I attempted to get on the loudspeaker.
You made it sound like this was a fairly short report, but it's getting pretty lengthy. Can you wrap up a summary of what happened?
It's literally almost over. The point is, they got on their loudspeakers and megaphones and were demanding that I come out. And my girlfriend and I sat down and watched a movie. And we heard it all and saw the lights in our windows and just ignored them. So now, just get back to it, if you say exit the home. Sergeant such and such advised that since there was no violation committed, that the officers could clear the run. Now, they did that, but here's the kicker. Officer such and such requested dispatch flag this residence for officers to use caution when responding to any run.
Hmm.
That is what really bothers me.
Well, I mean, I understand. I mean, you got a guy with a gun. They don't know who you are, and they don't know what the situation is. So
I can't fault them for adding
a note to your file.
I stepped out of my house not knowing who's banging on my front door at 12:30 at night. What do you mean there's a guy with a gun? So what? That's my right, isn't it?
Well,
it's my Second Amendment.
It is your right, but it's also their right to keep notes on people and, you know, advisories and that kind of thing for their officers. Thanks, Tom, for the call.
I hope it doesn't turn into anything bad.
Yeah, thanks for the call and thanks for the update. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ray. He's listening to WKZO in Kalamazoo. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, thanks for
Ray
having
in Kalamazoo.
Me. I mean, that call, these calls are just horrible. You need someone to get, or you need to talk with people, A, that probably aren't high, but two, that to make salient points. I mean, are you trying to debate whether or not to legalize drugs? And if we are, let's have a debate about it.
Here you are, Ray.
All police are bad. Okay, all police
we didn't
are
say that.
Adrenaline junk. Yeah, you just said Oh, those,
didn't
those
say that.
Police are adrenaline junkies. And,
I said know, a lot of police are adrenaline them. Junkies.
Well, how do you know?
Well, let's see. We've talked to Barry Cooper, who was on our show earlier tonight, and we didn't talk about this with him this evening, but in the past, he told us that he was hooked on the adrenaline that he would get from pulling people over, and he had to constantly escalate the level of danger.
You've got one anecdotal point.
Well, one thing's you're right, that's anecdotal. The fact is you can't claim that the militarization of the police in the United States is anecdotal. You can't claim that the 40,000 home invasions or drug raids in this country are anecdotal. The fact is that the police have been escalating over time as a result of the war on drugs, their war on citizens.
No, I just think that, first of all, by really trying to argue that the police are mean-spirited, by trying to vilify folks who are trying to enforce the law, I think you're missing, really important policy points. I mean, I think that partial legalization.
Well, you've just made a point that I wanted to address.
Maybe part of the answer, but by vilifying anyone that thinks that certain drug use should be unlawful, you're extremely close-minded.
Well, we try to make the points here. I mean, I would love to talk about the point as to why I think that legalizing drugs is a good idea, but, I don't think I'm vilifying, and I do think that there's some problems with the idea.
These long, drawn-out stories that are...
Hello?
Disgusting.
Ray? I cut out for a moment there.
We didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, I'm just saying, then don't put on these callers that have these long, drawn-out stories that have no...
Hey, look, man, anybody can call in on Free Talk Live. We try to complete the story as quickly as we can. We do a different show than other shows, and I understand that can be shocking. When you are used to hearing a certain thing on the air, we do something a bit different.
It's so, not shocking, it's boring.
Okay, right, here you are. You're on your phone.
You waded through it, man.
Try to have callers on that make salient points.
Thanks, Ray. You're our new program
director.
The fact is,
Ray, Free Talk Live is going on more and more radio stations across the country every single week. So apparently they disagree with you. And you cared enough to call in, which makes you somebody who cares.
Somebody, and by the way, he said a lot. A lot of people would say that's boring too, Ray. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Not a single salient point.
You can bring up whatever you want, even if it's ignorance. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and our phones are open for you to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XBN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You know, we talk a lot about Bitcoin. We're very excited about this new alternative currency, this decentralized currency. But there's something else out there that we've always been big fans of here on Free Talk Live, and I still remain a big fan of gold and silver.
Yeah, an old currency.
And also decentralized in a lot of ways.
Indeed it is, very much so. Gold and silver have been used as currencies for thousands of years, and whether you want them as an investment or barter currency in case things go south, or hedge against inflation, whatever it might be, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com and get all kinds of different coins and pieces there. Also, there's a telephone number at gold.freetalklive.com that you can use to call Midas Resources. I'm not going to give it out on the air, because you can go to gold.freetalklive.com to find it. But this is, they talk about gold and silver on the radio all the time. It's a great way to do some comparison shopping before you buy anything. Go to gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we go back to the phones. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Let's go first to Brandon, listening in Wisconsin online to through our network, actually, at gcnlive.com. Hey, Brandon. You are on the air. Brandon going once. Brandon going twice. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been seriously considering a move to New Hampshire lately. I was wondering about employers. Unfortunately, I mostly have experience in unskilled labor.
Mm-hmm.
Should I come on and tell them that I am moving for the Free State Project? Should I make up a story? Or do people discriminate against movers? Or
yeah, I think that happens.
So it has happened to people. You know, probably best to not wear it on your sleeve when applying for a job. If they ask you why you moved to New Hampshire, you can say because I have friends here, or you know, something like that. Yeah. Something that's not a lie, but something.
Yeah, I wouldn't lie to anybody generally, but that's not the thing that I would go saying.
Yeah, why are you moving here? Well, it's beautiful here in New Hampshire, or you know, whatever. I've heard it's a great place to live.
The East or something, yeah.
So there you go. Was that all you had?
Yeah, that was pretty much my main question.
Yeah, what I'd recommend you do is go to forum.freestateproject.org. There's a great group of online folks there who can really do a good job of answering some questions. There's a jobs subsection of that forum where, you know, useful jobs are posted. And, of course, unskilled labor, there's plenty of jobs like that here in New Hampshire. In fact, you know, New Hampshire actually has the best unemployment rate of the entire Northeast. So keep that in mind.
Vermont might have passed us up by squeak past.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, I heard it was the best.
Maybe among the best.
That's not true. But it's very, very good here, and it's actually gotten even better recently from what I understand. Thanks, Brandon, for the call tonight. Of course, he's referring to the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Victor's in Chattanooga listening to freetalklive.com. Hey, Victor.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Welcome, sir.
Well,
go ahead with your
thank
thoughts.
You for allowing me to come on and enjoy this radio program that I don't get to listen to very often, but I enjoy.
We're doing our jobs, Victor. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, anyway, so as far as the drug war goes, it's a total sham.
Yes.
It's unconstitutional. Look, I mean, they, in you know, whenever they did the prohibition against alcohol, they had to make a amendment to the Constitution, and then they amended the Constitution again to make it legal. And so all these drugs and everything else... Come on, it's very nice and very healthy for you to take some pharmaceutical.
Oh, yeah,
or
sure.
Maybe some GMO. I mean, healthy. Delicious.
Yeah, just pop those pills. That'll solve everything.
But, you know, so, yeah, that's a total sham. But I wanted to get you guys' take on what happened in the desert of Nevada there with the cattle wrestling.
The Bundys?
So here's what I'd like to suggest you do, Victor. If you go to our SoundCloud channel at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, you scroll back about a week. And
exactly a week.
Last week's show, we had Ryan Bundy on the show as he rode to victory with his friends and family who came to help them out there at the Bundy Ranch. Rode to victory, taking 300-plus head of cattle back from the Bureau of Land Management. So my perspective on it is it was an incredible success for people standing up for the freedoms of another individual. The hundreds of people who came out to support the family, most of them didn't know the family. You know, folks coming out from all over the place to show their support, and it was done peacefully. Not a single shot was fired, and I think it was an amazing show of non-cooperation. These folks were not going to budge. They weren't going to do what they were told, and they won the day. And, Victor, I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Brian in Oklahoma City, listening to LRN.FM. By the way, before you go, Brian, I did, Mark, just pull up the local area unemployment statistics map. According to the numbers here, and these numbers are from March of 2014, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, so government website statistics, where I'm getting this from, comparing New Hampshire to Vermont, unemployment rate in Vermont, 5.0. Oh, excuse me, I read it wrong. That was Virginia's. Never mind. You're right. Vermont slightly lower than New Hampshire. New Hampshire with a 4.5, Vermont with a 3.4.
That's not even slight.
So there you go. There's the actual numbers. Brian, you're on with us on in Oklahoma City. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I want to talk about Bitcoins and
sure.
the Bitcoin developers and the process that they have for updating the Bitcoin client and how I guess it's like a democratic kind of thing where they when an update is proposed. It's kind of voted on, and everyone has to accept whether they're going to accept this update and how it could be potentially harmful to Bitcoin. You know, like they can change the amount of total Bitcoins in existence or, you know, the cutoff point.
And what you're talking about is, you're talking about the 51% attack. And whatever we say on the air is not going to be anything compared to what you can go and Google with the term 51% attack. And what I'm going to tell you is that when it comes to, I've looked at this, and as Bitcoin gets found out by new people, they learn about the aspects of Bitcoin as time goes by. The 51% attack has been talked about ad nauseum over the course of the 5 years that Bitcoin has been around, 6 years maybe now. And I would say that, there's things about it that bother me and things about it that don't. But I don't think that Bitcoin as a technology is going to be destroyed by the 51% attack.
Oh, hold on. I don't know if you guys are communicating appropriately. Let me recap what I heard you say, Brian, because I'm not sure if Mark really understood. You're talking about the process that the programmers of Bitcoin use to decide how to program Bitcoin. And what I'm hearing Mark talk about is this 51% attack, which is a way to control the network and kind of implement whatever changes you want.
The devs have to get 51% of Bitcoin miners to agree to whatever new things that they have. Sure.
Okay.
I mean, but because they are the devs, generally Bitcoin miners go with it. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, mining operations that have gotten too large have voluntarily downsized themselves and split in with the intention of not having this size of a cartel.
But does that address your question at all, Brian?
I guess what I'm proposing is maybe a future cryptocurrency that maybe replaces Bitcoin being not updatable, to where you couldn't.
Oh, I don't know if I like that idea.
You got to be able to update. Some things have happened with Bitcoin up to this point that needed to be updated. It's a good thing that they could update them.
Bitcoin has been upgraded over time. I mean, this new multi-sig thing that they've been talking about, multiple signatures, there's other things that they're doing that hadn't been done up until just recently, and they really open up some new areas for Bitcoin that are very exciting. But by all means, if you think that an altcoin, that it cannot ever be updated, that the rules cannot ever be changed, is a valuable thing, then release that to the world and join the other 200 altcoin competitors to Bitcoin and see how the market feels about it. Brian, thanks for the call tonight. I don't expect much will come out of it.
There's a few of them out there that have different ideas on this, and maybe those will be the ones that beat out Bitcoin.
There's
I have no
hundreds
clue.
Of altcoins, and not a single one is even a threat to Bitcoin at
this
point.
855-450-FREE
is the toll-free number. It's more like a hobby, a trading hobby, to have those things than anything else, because otherwise they're useless. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you call now, you're probably not going to get on. We've already got folks waiting patiently to get on the air here in these remaining moments. If you can't get in tonight, don't worry. There's always another Free Talk Live 21 hours away. We do the show 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time are our live hours. If you're listening on a radio station that does not air the show live, you can always call anyway, even if you're not listening live, with whatever issue it is that you want to discuss, and then you can hear yourself later on. So feel free to get interactive whether you're listening to us live or not, and of course join us online at freetalklive.com.
When you say the Free Talk Live, there's always 21 hours till the next Free Talk Live. 21
hours
or fewer.
Yep,
at 21 hours or fewer for Free Talk Live, because you know if you're just waiting across a break, there's less than that.
Yeah,
you're not kidding, because we've been live 7 nights a week going back for years.
It's true.
We haven't missed a live show in years.
There's a real dedication to the craft of talk radio here on Free Talk Live, and you're invited to help us create this this program on a nightly basis. And if you're not comfortable maybe coming on the air with us, there are ways for you to interact online. You go to freetalklive.com. You can submit content right there to the front page of the website. You can vote on stuff that you dislike, vote it down. You can vote it up if you like it, and that'll help us know what interesting things are out there. As far as possible show prep stuff we might talk about. Of course, on a lot of shows like this one tonight, we started out with a guest and we never even got to any of the show prep that we had. So, you know, maybe we'll talk about that democracy thing on another night. Don't forget, freetalklive.com is supported by listeners like you through the AMP program. The AMP program is offering matching contributions right now. There are several dedicated listeners who've stepped up to match up to $950 a month in the AMP program. And we can still reach, we've actually went up about $40 in the AMP program this week. So it's been a good up week for AMP, and hopefully we can continue that momentum because we've got a few hundred more dollars that we can raise for the AMP program, which helps us get on more radio stations, helps new internet listeners come on board, and you can get your dollars matched all the way up to that $950 limit. And like I said, we're still like $200 or $300 away from hitting that limit. So if you AMP the program at amp.freetalklive.com this weekend, you'll get your AMP money matched. So if you do $5, it's like doing 10, and we're taking that in and we're investing it into the show. We're using it to buy a Google AdWords campaign to help people who are looking for talk radio, just kind of generic talk radio related searches online, find Free Talk Live. And it helps us out a lot when you AMP the show. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. So we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. David is first here this segment in Charlottesville, Virginia, listening to WCHV. Hey, David.
Hey, how are you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you. I just want to comment on the drug use and the felony charges for that. I just feel like your markets, like some of the violent, I can say, on the felony charge, but some of the possession charges and giving them a felony, you're marking these kids, and when they come out after they serve their sentence, they can't get a job because they have, especially in Virginia, can't get a job because they have a felony conviction.
Mm.
And I think it's totally unfair. I mean, it's just
right, and they're back into the world of crime. If you can't get a job, you're probably going to commit crimes at that point.
Exactly right. They're back in there again because they can't get a job, and there's nothing for them to do. And what else is it for them to do but get in trouble?
I admit you, David. I appreciate your call and your thoughts tonight. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I mean, it's just so true. Putting somebody in a jail cell, felony charges for possession of drugs, makes people's lives worse. Do you want to help people? That's not the way to do it. Let's go to Rudolph. He's in California listening to TuneIn online. Hey, Rudolph.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for
welcome,
taking my
sir.
Call.
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I guess I'm basically calling for some advice. I'm an adult male, educated, and, I care passionately about society, about doing what's right. And I feel like I strive for that. And yet I live with this perpetual sense of dissatisfaction in life. It's like, you're up against nothing but negativity. You're up against the evil government and the globalists and the zombie public. And I just feel like there's nowhere to turn. And in my own experience, I'm just sort of up against a brick wall, at every corner. And I'm just wondering what is it that I can do to make just the day better for myself? But I guess that's just what I'm asking.
So just to clarify, you're frustrated by some of the, the things in society that really are getting to you. It's getting you, the frustrations are getting you down, and you're wondering how to stay positive?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So there are some very tried and true techniques on being more positive in life, and I think.
Wait a second, Ian. He was very specific. He said that he's the government's too big. People don't see the same problems that he sees. He feels like a libertarian lost in a vacuum. Does it sound right?
That's absolutely right.
Okay. So there's lots of ways.
I didn't know he was a libertarian.
Right.
I didn't know he was
you got to listen to people when they talk. So for me, I felt this way in Sarasota, Florida. Ian felt the same way. The fact is, when you're surrounded by a bunch of people that don't feel the same way as you feel, you tend to feel lost, alone, and the same way you do. You're getting progressively depressed. The news is always bad news, and that's the way it feels. Here in New Hampshire, the way I feel is I'm surrounded by people who feel the same way I do, and I see hope. I see change. I see things happening on a daily on a monthly basis here in the Free State Project that shows me that we are moving more towards a society that's centered around liberty. You're not out in California.
No, not at all.
Now, Rudolph, are you familiar with the Free State Project at all?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so what you want to do is go to freestateproject.org. That's where you can go to learn more about a movement of 20,000, what will be 20,000, now over 15,000 liberty-minded people who are focusing their efforts, moving. We moved from Florida back in 2006. People are moving here every single month. We've got over 1,500 people that are here now, and there's a real community here of people who love freedom. It's growing. We're becoming more influential. We're having more political successes. Beyond that, if you can't leave California, then there are lots of great things you can do to try to stay positive in a negative world, and I would recommend positive affirmations, meditation, and things like
maybe
that.
Maybe a liberty-oriented meetup.
Yeah, well, that happens everywhere, and it really, I don't know if that helps people stay more positive, because then you're just around a bunch of people complaining for 2 hours. Hey, thanks, Rudolph. Good luck, and hopefully we'll see you up here in New Hampshire. Let's go to the phones here. Terry listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, Terry.
Yes, I had a question. Somebody could explain this. I hear the unemployment figures come out. Is that once a month? Is that every week?
I believe it's monthly.
Okay, there's 307,000 people each month more that are losing their jobs. Is that correct?
I have no idea.
That's what I was wondering. And I saw a bumper sticker. I used to live in Orlando, Florida. It says, "You can't fix stupid. That's why Obama's still president."
Well, you
thanks,
know, I mean,
Terry, I appreciate your call tonight.
I kind of feel like, you know, one way or the other, Republicans or Democrats, these people don't seem to have solutions. So, you know.
Tommy is with us. They've got a solution up there in Glasgow, and that's secession. The secession question will be on the ballot later this year. Tommy, did you have an update for us?
Yeah, well, the update is no changes yet. I'll come on later on, maybe in a week or so, and give you a full update. But I was wanting to just touch on the drug issue.
Sure, go ahead.
The real problem with this is the criminals who make it a war on drugs. You know, what it is a war on poor people and a war on people's countries who have got a different color of skin to the United States of
it's
America.
It's true. It's a war on our friends. It's a war on family members. It's a war on our neighbors, and it needs to end. I thank you, Tommy, for the call tonight. Let's go to Brian quickly in Nashua on Skype. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was invited today to go to participate in a Cambridge University study where I basically was with 25 other individuals, randomly selected from registered voters in New Hampshire. And they've done 150 of these things. And after the study, they concluded that they were shocked because 25 randomly selected voters were universally finally kind of getting to the conclusion that they are moving towards free state ideas. I mean, universally against both candidates in regards to Jeanne Zaheen versus Scott Brown. And I was shocked. They went over every single issue.
They clearly didn't pick their 25 people from Keene.
Gun control. this was in Manchester by the airport. But what surprises even the people that considered themselves left were actually hurt by what by the fraud of Obama, and the people on the right, if they didn't understand, were actually moving forward towards an actual benign foreign policy, and that's something to look forward to.
So you're saying good news for New Hampshire. People here are sick and tired of the two-party systems, the average voter in New Hampshire, and that may bode well for the Free State Project. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Brian. Yes, we're out of time tonight. If you didn't get in tonight, you can call us tomorrow. We've got a Sunday show. We do it live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.